Now, a massive story that's out this week is in the journal Science by researchers from Beijing. Hongkui Deng has a paper in which they describe a way to make stem cells from adult cells, but by doing it using chemical reprogramming. Because a really big goal of stem cell biology is to be able to produce stem cells from a person's own adult cells so that you could then turn those stem cells into all kinds of different tissues and they would be genetically compatible with that person. The problem is that making these iPS, induced pluripotent stem cells, at the moment involves adding genes to the adult cell, and these genes are usually added using something like a modified virus, and it can render the cell genetically unstable and more prone to then develop mutations or go out of control and produce things like cancers. So what this group did was to say, is there a way of finding just simple small molecules that would do the same job as these genes that we add and make these adult cells unspecialise themselves and go back to being like stem cells? So they did a scientific tour de force and they screened more than 10,000 molecules on cells in a dish, and they had programmed these cells so they lit up green if the genes, which we know are linked to that reprogramming and unspecialisation event happening, turn on. And they eventually found 7 key chemicals, which if added initially as a small group of 4 of them, and then a few more afterwards, to cells in culture, could turn about 0.2% of adult tissue back into these very primitive stem cells that they call CIPSCs, for chemically induced pluripotent stem cells.
That's incredible. So they've come up with almost a recipe that we can add to any adult type of cell and wipe the slate clean so that it can genetically become any cell in the future. So what kind of implications has this potentially got for therapy?
Well, the implications are pretty huge. The cells that they make via this route look like embryonic stem cells. They have the same biochemistry as embryonic stem cells, and genetically they appear to be like embryonic stem cells. And they even go one step further and they say, let's take one of these cells we've made and add it to a mouse embryo. If that cell genuinely is pluripotent, it can turn into anything in the body, it should, if that mouse turns into an adult, have cells in any tissue in the mouse body containing the progeny of that cell. They do those experiments and they find adult mice that are healthy for as long as they want to keep them for, it would appear, which have got in any tissue in the mouse body cells derived from that embryonic stem cell that they have made. So this is absolutely huge. There are some questions outstanding, though. One, why is the efficiency so low? That's not ideal. We need to have bigger numbers there. How do these drugs actually work that they're adding to the cells? What are they doing? And also, there was an interesting study done last year in Australia by a researcher at UWA called Ryan Lister, who said when we make these cells, although the cells behave like they've been reprogrammed, if you look hard enough at what's called the epigenetics in the cell, these are markers added onto the genetic material, you can still find differences. They haven't done that experiment, so we need to know if this reprogramming really does produce embryonic stem cells, but it does look extremely encouraging and very exciting.
So huge potential implications for that research then, but obviously very early days.